Depression for 100 people, ANDRE, PEEPLES. Date of service is 2/6/2026. The date of birth is 11/2/1986. The patient presents on 2/6/2026 for a severe pain in right knee and right shoulders. And for which MRIs are available. Pain is severe. Patient report that his right shoulder and right knee is hurting to the tune of 8. He is unable to walk around well and he has to use a cane. As well as his shoulder is hurting a lot and he cannot lift it. And his arm feels very weak and numbness and tingling on all the fingers. In addition, patient has pain in the neck, which is 7, lower back pain is 9. And then no formal radiation of pain is reported to the upper or lower extremities. Pain in the knee is around 8 to 9. They are constant pain. They have not been resolved so far with all the therapy and all the conservative treatment. Pain level is between 6 and 9. ADLs are affected 8. The 80% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination is the same as previous visit of 1/11/2026. And the patient is reviewed all the MRIs today. And patient consented to have an injection of the right knee intra-articular and intra-articular injection of the right shoulder. The basis for the procedures are based on the MRI finding, which are a meniscus tear on the right knee, lateral and medial. In the right shoulder, there is a tear of the labrum. And from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, along with there is a biceps tenosynovitis and glenohumeral joint effusion. Patient joint arthropathy and subdeltoid bursitis. It appears that the injection to the intra-articular shoulder will be an excellent procedure of choice. In right knee and right shoulder, 5 cc's of dexamethasone with Marcan 0.5% was injected. According to protocol, patient tolerated the procedure very well, and most pains were relieved with this injection. He left the office in a stable vital signs. Thank you.